The South Phoenix Light Rail extension is moving forward after hitting a number of snags, including concerns that the voices of community residents and business owners weren't being listened to. The City Council's 6-2 vote retains a two-lane design and will make it so Phoenix will have to plan for worries related to gentrification and redevelopment. One of the votes in favor of the light rail plan earlier this week came from Mayor Thelda Williams. I spoke with her and asked for her reaction to the votes to stick with what had already been planned for light rail.
Well, I'm very, very pleased with the vote. I really think what happened is that Scott Smith told us on Sunday he met with the FTA, and they said if we didn't pick the two lane, it would require a whole new environmental impact study, which takes 12 to 18 months, then a new design. So it would go off the current list. It would have to go on pending, which could mean a delay of 5 to 10 years and the project even being eligible for funding again.
And there's a potential risk, right, because the federal authorities are less likely to want to support a big project like this these days. So there was a risk there potentially.
Oh, it was a big risk. And in fact, it was to the point we were going to just be kicked off the list.
You had been really public, and many council members as well, about making this as public a possibility as it could be, the fact that there was going to be public and community input. How did you react when people were saying, well, maybe there wasn't enough community input?
Well, initially it was a big surprise, because at that point they'd already held, I think it was approximately 40 community meetings. But, you know, until things get close, neighbors have a tendency to not pay a lot of attention or take the time to go to those meetings. But we were getting down to the wire, and it crossed the minds of some people on South Central that own businesses, this was real. It was coming, and they better get active. And that's when it blew up, so to speak, in our face, and we thought we had communicated well, but it was quite evident we hadn't.
What's the message you think the city needs to send or is sending to folks who are business owners who are concerned? Because obviously there are pros, but there are temporary cons as well.
Well, to the ones as construction goes on, there's no doubt some of them are going to have some pains along the way. But I will tell you, we have already allocated at least $1 million to help them. We do spatial signs. We do promotion items for them. We advertise their businesses, and we really work closely with them. We want them to remain active and healthy, knowing that it's going to be a painful process. And we are very committed to making sure that happens for the businesses. We also have some neighborhoods that are very concerned that it will totally change their neighborhood. We have a citizens committee that is going to continue to monitor this, be actively involved to support those neighborhoods. South Phoenix has its own spatial culture, and we want that to remain. So it's going to take continued community involvement.
In the bigger picture, why do you think a light rail extension, why do you think light rail is a good use of the city's planning? Why do you think it makes sense for the city to continue expanding?
Well, I'm a big believer in light rail. It provides transportation for many more people than buses do. It's timed on a regular schedule. Buses can fluctuate. Not knocking buses, they are more than appropriate in many areas. But I think South Phoenix is very dependent on public transportation, and this is a good option to get them to the jobs that are continuing to grow in the downtown area around the airport and around the city. And this is going to provide that increased service. I'm just very excited for them.
I want to get one more comment from you, and this is from opponents who formed a political action committee. They want to try to get the issue of light rail funding back on a ballot. They need to get about 20,000 signatures. What are your thoughts on that generally?
Well, of course, I'm not supporting that motion, of course. I'm very opposed to it. I think that the voters have spoken, that we have options, that we are going to be able to not only cover light rail, but we are going to put in and have put in expanded bus services. But we are increasing the level of bus service. It will move faster, carry more people. It will kind of be like a bullet bus. And that's going to be appropriate in some areas that have now decided light rail may never work for them. This is a great option. And I just think when the voters speak, you pay attention. You don't let a couple unhappy people go out and raise the money to put it back on the ballot. It really tears apart the city, and I don't like that.
Felda Williams is the mayor of Phoenix.
Light rail was just one hot topic during Wednesday night's mayoral debate. The event was co-sponsored by the Downtown Voices Coalition, Midtown Neighborhood Association, and the Phoenix Downtown Neighborhood Alliance. KJZZ's Christina Estes served as moderator, and she joins me now. Hey, Christina.
Good morning.
So since light rail, specifically the extension along South Central, has generated a lot of controversy, let's start there. Where do the candidates stand on that project?
Well, two of the four candidates were very happy to see the council reaffirm the two-lane design and move forward with the project. Daniel Valenzuela and Kate Gallego are both former council members who have been strong rail supporters. We'll play a clip from both, starting with Valenzuela.
Regardless of how you feel about light rail, in 2015, Proposition 104 passed. That's our democracy. People went to the ballot, they passed it. As we speak, I believe we all live in Phoenix, if you're here, you are being taxed for those lines. So for eight people on the council to overturn that, that would be wrong.
It will also connect areas of Phoenix where there's people who don't have two car garages full of cars. It goes through one of our two concentrations of public housing and many residents there who are living without air conditioning. So they don't have that ability to get in their car all the time and go. This will be a great opportunity for people who use mobility aids like wheelchairs to be able to get access.
All right, so Christina, how about the other two candidates? What do they think of the South Central Light Rail extension?
Well, neither is a fan of the way the city and Valley Metro has handled it, and both express concerns for business owners. First, you'll hear from Moses Sanchez and then Nicholas Sarwark.
It's the only extension in the city of Phoenix where we expanded light rail and made it two lanes. Everywhere else, we kept it at four lanes. Okay? There are businesses on Central who are frustrated with this. They will disappear. 4 years of construction, cutting down your lanes from four lanes to two lanes is devastating for them.
If you look at the 24th Street and Jefferson, of the four corners of that street, three of them have nothing. They have fenced up, boarded up buildings, and one of them has a car dealership. Light rail will kill the businesses that are on Central Avenue. That is guaranteed. That is absolutely going to happen. And then the city is going to take more of your tax money to give money to those businesses that are being killed.
All right, Christina, we know homelessness is an issue across the city and, of course, across the country. What did you hear from the candidates about the problem and potential solutions?
Late last year, the city launched a program called Phoenix Cares. I asked the candidates how well they thought it was working and what else needs to be done. They all agreed the issue will require long-term commitments, but Moses Sanchez says there's one thing that can be done right away.
The next mayor can immediately reduce some of the barriers that some of our shelters face. We have zero no-barrier shelters in the city of Phoenix. Zero. Which means if you have a shopping cart or if you have a dog, you're not welcome. You have to go to a specific place for you, specifically for you. We need to reduce some of these barriers and increase shelter capacity.
Nicholas Sarwark said there is not a one-size-fits-all solution, and the city needs to empower organizations that want to help.
There are people who work directly with veterans who are experiencing PTSD. There are people who work directly with people who have come out of the mental health community and need those services. There are people that work with families where if you have children over the age of 12 who are male and you can't go to a normal shelter, there are whole family shelters. The city can't just say there's going to be one program or one contractor that's going to fix the problem. We need to have all the voices at the table.
Daniel Valenzuela said he'd like to create a program where social workers are assigned to some police patrol vehicles, and he thinks a bigger approach is needed.
Massachusetts invested nearly $200 million in homeless services last year. Compare that to Arizona's $2.5 million. So aside from just pushing homeless people off the Capitol lawn, we have to advocate and make sure the state is actually investing in this issue that is a statewide issue.
And the final candidate, Kate Gallego, echoed that sentiment. She said the city of Phoenix is spending more on the issue of homelessness than the state.
It is important to me that one neighborhood not bear all the burden. extensive research shows that if you concentrate poverty, people don't have as good a chance of succeeding and getting the resources they need, that one neighbor should not have to bear the burden. So we need solutions in every city. Phoenix should not be the only one that are building and making these investments. We need to challenge our neighboring communities to step up as well.
Now, Christina, the choices for voters this November are two City Hall insiders in the form of two former council members and two people who have never been elected to City Council. Was that a common thread throughout the debate?
It was. Former council members Gallego and Valenzuela talked about how they worked with others on the council and across the city to launch programs, support economic development, and create ordinances, while candidates Sanchez and Sarwark basically said, hey, if you think the city is run great, I'm not your guy. But if you think the city lacks transparency, or you think services can be delivered better, or you think the city's taking too much of your money, then vote for us.
All right. That's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Thanks, Christina.
You're welcome, Mark.